Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from Lutheran Senior Services LSS Living Hidden Gems in Crestwood, Missouri. And we are going to have some fun. You might recall our broadcast earlier this year made a trip out here to Hidden Gems and learned about all the good work that Hidden Gems is doing in the community here. And so we're going to talk more about that today. Hope you can stick around for the conversation, maybe do a little shopping with us as well. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website. Just go to kfuo.org, look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Well, we are, as I mentioned, broadcasting live from Hidden Gems Resale Shop in Crestwood, Missouri, an outreach service of Lutheran Senior Services. Joining me at the table here, Joy Brother. She's the Director of Move-In Resources and Resale Shop here. Joy, welcome to Faith and Family. Thanks so much for having us over today.
Good morning. Thanks for coming.
It's always fun to get out of the glass studio and come over here and spend some time at Hidden Gems and share with our listeners what Hidden Gems is all about. Adam, you tell us about your work here at Hidden Gems.
I'm the manager here at Hidden Gems. We generally try to pinpoint different areas in the store. We use Facebook to target people that necessarily can't come in on a regular basis. And we do our best to bring items to those people that need them the most.
Joy, share with us a little bit about the idea of Hidden Gems, where it all started. I know you and I've had a chance to talk about that before. Where did the idea for this Hidden Gems resale shop begin?
Well, as you mentioned, my title is Director of Move-In Resources, and the resale followed. My team are responsible for moving into all of our senior communities. And part of that service is to help them to get rid of items that they don't know what to do with. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff disposition. And so in trying to figure out how to help with that, the thought came to mind that we should have our own store. And so now we take the donations in, and the monies that we get go into our Benevolent Care Fund, which is a fund that we provide for people should they run out of money.
So it's really a win-win situation. Hidden Gems came about as you were assisting new residents who were moving into LSS senior living communities.
Correct.
Helping them downsize, find new homes, liberate their earthly possessions, right?
Exactly.
Liberate them from the problems of their carrying around their earthly possessions.
Exactly. And I'm going to say probably 75% of the donations we get are from people moving into our communities. About 25% are from other donors. Mm-hmm. And we have found just this year that percentage has gone up quite a bit. So it was much closer to probably 85% were people moving in our communities. Mm-hmm. And now people are finding us. Hidden Gems has been found.
So it's not so hidden anymore.
Not anymore. We get quite a bit of traffic. Our traffic here has increased by 100% just this year.
Wow. Well, what a blessing to see that increase. Tell us about some of the people that you visit with as part of move-in services. What they're making a transition in life, they're making a change in life, moving to one of the senior living communities with LSS. What are some of the questions or challenges that they face as they make that transition?
Well, what happens is it's just so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And that's why the department was formed in the first place, just basically to help people overcome that stress. So we really start out just by going to visit them and find out what their issues are. For the most part, it's going to be selling their house and getting rid of their stuff. And they don't know where to begin. They don't know which is first. So we put together a plan for them so that they know what direction they're going to go, and we stick with them the entire time. So once we put together a plan, we help them with real estate agents. We have what we call preferred agents that work for us and have agreed to a lower commission to help people so that they can have some money left in their pockets when they make the move. And then we help them with every aspect, their furniture plans, mm-hmm. Making sure it's going to fit in their apartment. We do floor plans for them, scaled. And then from there, you figure out what they can't take. And what they can't take is what we help them to get rid of.
So what is, thinking back through the time that you've served in this capacity, what is perhaps maybe the largest home that you've helped make that transition.
We've had quite a few hoarders. That's not uncommon as people age. They have a hard time letting go of things. Probably the largest was one in Peoria, actually. And the boxes were so high, well, they reached the ceiling, and there was just a walkway. Actually, very clean and very neat place, not like that TV show. but just so much stuff he couldn't give up because his wife passed away, mm-hmm. and he didn't know what to throw away. I'm going to guess that we probably got close to $5,000 in sales from his stuff.
Wow.
And we could have had more if we'd had another truck. We filled the truck.
Just so many earthly possessions, probably
right.
lots of good memories attached
right.
to them, as you said, a beloved wife and so many memories right. attached to all that. And
I was
not sure what to do.
Working with a lady the other day, she and her husband are struggling because they don't know what to do with all their stuff. She has six different collectibles. She has china, she has glassware, she has salt and pepper shakers, and she has clowns, and she had Santa Claus and one other. She didn't know what to do with anything. She said, I can't take it. So I said, why don't you take a picture of everything? We'll put together a memory book for you.
It's a great idea.
So when you start to think about things and good memories, you've got your book to look at. That got her over the hump. She's mm-hmm. she's going to go for that. We've got some good pictures, and she's going to use that. She still has an awful lot of furniture. She's got a lot of stuff. But this is what happens as people age. You know, if they're in a house 40, 50, 60 years, they don't always know what to mm-hmm. do. We had a lady that had seven chairs in her living room. And I said, oh, my goodness, why do we have so many chairs? Well, when I got a new one, I didn't know what to do with the old one. So you hear all kinds of stories. They're cute as can be.
I'm sure lots of stories, lots of memories along uh-huh. the way as you look at each piece of furniture, every part of their home.
And, right.
How do you make that change? How do you move on? I love your idea of taking pictures, making a photo book of those things.
That does help. It does help.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to come up with something based upon the individual, and every case is a little different.
So walk us through that process. You meet with a new client and learn about their home, learn about their life, and what they're concerned about in making that transition to a new community and really, in a sense, downsizing when it comes to furniture and all those things in
right.
the home.
Well, basically, every family's going to be a little different. Doesn't take too long after just visiting mm-hmm. to find out what their major concerns are. So then you have to figure out how to address those concerns. Some are pretty easy and some could get pretty complicated. Sometimes families are involved and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're involved and they shouldn't be. So you have to figure out what the family dynamics are. That's probably as important as anything. And then you have to figure out what their major concerns are. And if it's the real estate, you address that first. If it's the stuff, you address that first. But the point is you have to kind of take it a step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it overnight. And I think winning their confidence is the most important part.
Sure, that could be overwhelming
yeah.
to try to do all of those big steps all at one time.
Right.
Taking time with that.
Right.
So how do they, as you work through those steps and figure out what's going to go, what's going to stay, what's going to be donated, that sort of thing, how do they then get connected with Hidden Gems?
Well, first of all, we always make the offer that we can help them sell something or can try either an auction, an estate sale. If that doesn't work out and they're going to donate, we ask that they donate to us.
Mm-hmm.
We never bring up the donation first. We want to make sure that that's going to be something that they want to do.
Sure.
And then my staff work with them in trying to help them get rid of everything. And so there's just times they know that the only thing to do is to donate because they're not going to be able to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So we give them their little form. They get a tax write-off. So I find people really like doing the donation because of the benevolent care.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, it could be coming back to them.
Sure. For our listeners not familiar with benevolent care, help us understand.
Okay.
The proceeds from Hidden Gems go to benevolent care, and that provides...
Yeah, I don't know of another community that even has it. Basically, what that is it's the money that Lutheran Senior Services gives back to the community, to the individuals, if they run out of money. We don't kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're maybe going to live 10 years longer than they thought. Sometimes people go in with the idea, I've got plenty of money to last, and then, you know, God decides he's not quite ready for them, and so they can run out of funds. In that case, the benevolent care funds kick in.
So they outlive their resources, their financial resources, rather than upsetting life for them, instead of kicking them out, benevolent care kicks in.
Right. And now, we had over $6 million in benevolent care last year. That's for all of our communities.
And so Hidden Gems is just one of those ways that helps support that and keep providing that cushion for those residents.
I think what I have seen here is twofold. We're really helping the community a lot. There's a lot of people that just don't know what to do with things. They just don't know what to do with it. And we do pick up. So we get things sometimes you don't really want. You don't know what you're going to get till you get it. Adam can tell you about the time we got a couch full of mice.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about going and picking up. And now, where do your responsibilities begin, Adam?
As soon as I get a phone call from a customer, we generally take a list of itemized list of what they actually have that they're going to donate. We take that list and we contact our Fry Wagner, which we go through. They put it in order of how far they'd like to go. I call those people back. We confirm. Once items come in, we clean them up. We make sure that they're in good condition. We make sure their showroom ready. And actually, we go from there. Next thing we do is we contact people that are in our wish book. And we make sure that if it is an item that contracts to their needs, we contact them first.
Well, let's talk about that. You get in some new items.
Yes.
Well, you get in donations, and you mentioned making them showroom ready. How do you bring some of those things back to life? Some of those things that might have been sitting in a basement for 40 years. What are some of the things that you've brought back to life, in a sense? Get them showroom ready.
A lot of times when tables come in, of course, they're going to have some nicks and things in them. We use Old English Murphy's oil. Surprisingly, a lot of times that brings back the piece of furniture to life. It looks like a piece of furniture you'd go to Ashley Furniture or a major brand to buy. And we have it here for half the cost.
And the neat thing is they bring some character too.
It really does.
Those little dents and scratches, sure, they probably have stories. I know we're learning about that in our household, the furniture is getting some character.
Right.
So you get them showroom ready, bring them into the beautiful showroom here at Hidden Gems, and have them ready, have them on display, ready for customers to check out. But you mentioned something else. You have this little book here right by the register. Tell us about that.
We always tell people when they come in, give us a chance. If you don't see something that you see in here that you fit your needs, let us know. A lot of times customers aren't in a hurry to find that item, and every Thursday we do get new items that come in. You never know what's on that truck until we get it. A funny story is there was a gentleman that wanted a white recliner. He was on our book for a year, but we did end up getting it for him because it was one of those items that generally would be hard to find because, of course, white out of all the colors in the world that you could pick. But we did get it, and he comes in still to this day and shakes our hands, and he's like a family member. You know, once you walk through the door, you are family here. We always will treat you like such.
So he had this wish list item, was looking, searching for a white recliner. I could never have a white recliner. I have a 2-year-old. I could never have a white recliner. So the brave soul wants a white recliner. Lo and behold, one comes in. You make sure it's showroom ready. Give him a call. Let him know. He comes in. Delighted.
Comes in, falls in love with it, says, can you help me load it right now? And we do.
And the best part is then Benevolent Care wins as well.
Yes.
He gets a white recliner that he's been looking for. Benevolent Care wins as well as he makes that purchase. And so everybody wins. And the person who no longer needed it got it off their hands.
And a lot of times, too, it doesn't take that long. We can get a request for a blue sofa. We'll get it in the next Thursday. It varies on the condition that you want. And how specific you are on how the condition, color, and everything from there.
What are some of the things in the wish book that perhaps are maybe unusual? What are some of the most unusual things you've had in the wish book?
I say I've really never had an unusual request. Usually the items that we do get in are items that we could see daily. We do get in some very high antiques, and usually when somebody sees that and they want a duplicate of it, of course, that's going to be one of the items that's harder to find.
what, well, share with our listeners who haven't been to Hidden Gems before. What are some of the things you'll find here in the store? What are the things, Adam?
You will find everything under sun. We have
it's a variety.
We do. We have sofas. We have china. We have beautiful antiques. We do once a year have a vintage sale where you can find things from your childhood that you necessarily would bring back memories. We had that for 3 weeks, and the people that came in and just to see their look on their face is priceless. This is by far the one job that you can leave at the end of the day and really feel fulfilled on how you've helped people. It's amazing.
I know, as I was walking by the sewing machine over there, the antique sewing machine.
The Singer sewing machine. It actually has original parts and still works. It's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
As I was passing by, it reminded me of the sewing machines that both of my grandmothers had. And that's the kind that you use your foot to.
And that would be a lot of talent to do.
Yeah, it looks like one that you pedal manually to.
Yes.
To keep it going. It's neat. It still works.
It has the cord in there. Of course, the cord needs to be retied on there, but other than that, it works just like the first day it was bought.
Wow, well, that's impressive.
Yes.
So you can find some unique finds here, like something like that, like an antique sewing machine. But lots of furniture. A lot of the furniture that comes in, I've noticed, a lot of it looks practically brand new. I'm guessing it comes from that formal living room that you never use.
Sat in there, they just looked at it. Probably.
We literally got in sofas before, still wrapped in plastic from day one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Joy, when you visit a home, when you visit a new client and walk through their home, do you find that many of, especially the generation that we're serving now, that they had that formal living room?
They all have a formal living room. And that's typically where they're going to want you to sit and visit, and you can tell nothing's been touched. You know, it's just beautiful.
And
outdated, but beautiful.
I think that's what Joni ended up buying last year.
She did.
Was one of those sofas.
She did.
Was practically brand new, a very nice sofa.
And that's the furniture that's coming back, is the older furniture.
Yeah.
I think
that's
why
people love it here so much.
I think she was warned not to purchase as much furniture this year. But
she did a pretty good job.
She did. That was a pretty good deal last year.
Yeah, it was.
We'll get her to buy something.
Now, in terms of the service for the clients that are donating, you said you'll pick up the furniture. You come and pick it up.
Yes, and it's the question that we've been receiving more lately is, well, how much does it cost? Let's take the heartache away from you, and we'll pick up, because you're doing us a favor by donating to us.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, you're doing a bigger favor for the bigger cause here, and that's helping older adults live life to the fullest. If we could do anything we can to help that cause, that's one step closer for them to live longer. And that's what it's all about.
And just enjoying that quality of life.
It really is. It's the one thing that makes you smile every day.
And finding new homes for these things as well.
It really is.
These new pieces, or these furniture pieces that have lived a life, but take on a new life in a new home.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch people come in, and they walk slow. Everybody comes in here walking slow, and they're taking it all in. And you just hear over and over, we must have 100 people now that come in on a regular basis.
We have a customer that comes in almost every day.
Yeah.
And gives us hugs and smiles and says, how was your day? It's like, it's okay, Mom. You know, they really do treat us like a part of the family. And it's nice to know that we can turn around and help them to where they go home and say, I had the most wonderful experience. I want you guys to go and feel this experience. And that's amazing for us.
Adam, tell us a little bit about how you got connected with Hidden Gems. How did you find out about Hidden Gems and end up becoming manager here?
This is probably one of the dreams come true, actually. I started off as a driver and would pick up the furniture for Lutheran Senior Services. From there, I was given the opportunity to do Facebook, which was a dream because that's what I was going to school for, was computer graphics. Joy gave me one of the biggest fulfillments ever and said, you know, let's see how you'll be as a manager. And from there, it just took off, and I kind of found my glitch to where I deal with people daily, and it gives me a sense of fulfillment to know that these people not only come in happy, but they leave happy as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Facebook.
Yes.
How key is social media to what you do here at Hidden Gems?
To me, social media does a lot for us. Not only does it give people a chance that necessarily can't come in every day, it gives them a chance to shop from home. Let's say we put a picture of a cell phone and it tags every interest you need. Just comment on the picture and say, Adam, I really like that. And I will most certainly put a hold on it for 24 hours. That way you can come in, take a look at it, and you know for that 24 hours that item is yours.
So social media helps you get that word out about because you can put pictures on there. Mm-hmm. I know it shows up in my news feed. I see this stuff all the time.
Yep. And you, like I said, you never know if it's going to rain or snow. So that way it shows everybody before they even have to come in.
But don't wait too long. Don't wait too long. Better get in here.
The biggest
if you want
thing
it.
You could do is say you like an item and not put it on hold because it will not be here the next time you come in. And it's becoming major right now.
She found something.
Uh-oh, Joni's shopping. Well, I would love to hear from some of the volunteers who have served here and hear about their stories as well. We'll talk with some of the volunteers here as well. Volunteers are key to this operation.
We couldn't be in business without our volunteers, and they are amazing. Each and every one of them are truly amazing. They put in a lot of hard work. They take it all very much to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime they have something that they care about, you're going to hear about it. You're just going to hear about it because they know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Volunteers here are a key part of the function. Joining us at the table now, Betty.
Yes.
Welcome, Betty. So glad to have you here. We'll let you get your headphones on so you can hear everything that way, too. So glad to have you here. Betty, tell us a little bit about how you found out about Hidden Gems.
Well, my husband works for Lutheran Senior Services, and he told me about it, and mm-hmm. he said I should go and apply. So I did. I went over to the head office and talked with Joy, and here I am.
Had you shopped here at all?
Before? Oh yes, I shopped here way too much.
But prior to that, did you know about Hidden Gems prior to your husband mentioning it to you? Did you know about it before you worked here?
That was the beginning.
That was the
very beginning. Yes. So I've been here since day one.
How long have you been a volunteer?
We opened two years ago in the 1st of May.
So you've been here since the store opened.
She helped us get the store open.
Oh, wow.
The first day I came here, this room was empty except for tables lined up against the far end mm-hmm. and bags and boxes and bags and boxes that we unpacked and priced. And yeah, it was fun.
Tell me about some of the things that you do here to keep this store, to keep it looking sharp, the things that you do on a regular basis as you volunteer here.
I work mainly with the glassware and the kitchen area, which are the shelves all the way across the front of the store, and then some of the accessories, things that we put on coffee tables and end tables and so forth.
So you see a lot of things, I'm sure, a lot of the glassware and things like that come in. Some of the most unique pieces, what's the most unique thing you've ever seen so far?
Oh, we've had many, many unique pieces. We are so blessed with the people who donate things. We get mm-hmm. such nice donations. We are very, very blessed. Right now we have a whole set of two shelves up in the front of the store of a depression glass, a set of dishes, and we have some green depression glass. We have a lot of knickknacks on the front of the store. We have a shelf with Asian things.
Mm-hmm.
We have a shelf with candle holders, a shelf for grandma and grandpa things. Everything has its little place.
2 years that you've been a volunteer here, why do you keep coming back? Why do you continue to volunteer here, Betty?
I love doing it. I just love doing it. It's I feel at, well, I'm retired for several years, and I just feel that at this point in my life, it's my ministry
mm-hmm.
to help, and it's such a great, great purpose, our purpose for serving the Benevolent Care Fund for Lutheran Senior Services.
Very
to
good.
Help seniors.
We're going to meet some more volunteers here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll meet more volunteers. We're broadcasting live from Hidden Gems Resale Shop, the part of LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services here in the St. Louis area. Hidden Gems is located in Crestwood, Missouri. I'm going to send it back to the studio for a little bit, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
The ACLU is long known for its advocacy of abortion on demand throughout pregnancy. But pro-abortion activists like these aren't content with abortion's availability. They want to force hospitals to perform abortions against their will. So much for choice. The ACLU wants to force Trinity Health Corporation, the largest Catholic health system in the nation, to perform late-term abortions when accompanied with certain pregnancy complications. The hospital chain is fighting back. On another front, the Obama administration proposed a new regulation forcing hospitals to perform abortions on unaccompanied immigrant children who've been raped, as if the rape wasn't traumatic enough. Since they can't get enough doctors to willingly kill innocent babies, they want to force them to do so.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
God's Word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Worldwide KFUO has been listener-supported for more than 90 years, teaching the good news of Jesus upon the cross and witnessing to the world on God's mercy. We are on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at kfuo.org, where you will find our Give Now button. It's easy, safe, and secure to give to the Christ-centered broadcast ministry of Worldwide KFUO. You'll find us online at kfuo.org.
1517 The Legacy Project is a safe place, a theological resource, and a means of Christ-centered cultural engagement. We accomplish this through blogs, podcasts, a local radio ministry, a gospel-centered publishing house, and by providing world-class congregational education through our speakers bureau. But we can't do it without your support. Check us out at 1517legacy.com. There you'll find a donate button that will easily allow you to join our team of supporters, all attending the gospel narrative through our various projects. Stand with us.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, the Parker family has a guest.
Don't forget that Buck is coming over to dinner tonight.
We're going to be the perfect family.
What could go wrong?
Does anyone want ice water?
I would, please.
Ah, you've got it.
I do.
Okay, be careful, girls. Or
Olivia!
Can Buck endure the Parker family chaos? Find out on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Hi, I'm Joni Harwell. Worldwide KFUO is listener-supported, and you, the listener, are our funding providers. One of the best ways to help is by becoming a day sponsor. Pick an available date to mark a special event, or simply to thank our Lord for His many blessings. You'll find details at kfuo.org. Then click on Support Us, or call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. Help spread the gospel. Become a Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from LSS Living Hidden Gems in Crestwood, Missouri, talking with Joy Brothers. She's the director of move-in resources and resale here at Hidden Gems, and having a great time. Lots of folks shopping today. It's getting busy in here, isn't it, Joy?
Yeah, it is. It's going to get busier as the day goes on. We get a lot of people in here.
Well, joining us at the table now, some more volunteers. We have John joining us at the table. Good morning, John. Good to have you here. Looking forward to learning about how you got connected with Hidden Gems. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do here at Hidden Gems.
Well, I mainly focus on the furniture and
cleaning that up and getting it ready to go out on the floor and helping move it in and out.
And I saw you were making the entrance, the windows all nice and sparkly this morning, making sure.
Yeah, I do whatever needs to be done around here, basically.
How did you first find out about Hidden Gems?
Well, my niece worked for LSS at the time, and I also saw an ad in one of the local papers. So.
And so did you come volunteer first, or did you shop first?
No, I started actually before the store opened. I started about a month before the store opened.
Helping get everything ready for the opening.
Putting together clothes racks and all the racks for the store. And, yeah.
What brings you back? So you've been here about 2 years then as well as a volunteer?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What brings you back? What keeps you coming back?
It's just interesting. We have a lot of interesting things, and I like the people who work here, and it's good.
Now, I understand they're disappointed every once in a while when you take some vacation.
Yeah, sometimes they miss me once in a while.
Well, it sounds like you have some important duties here, and certainly appreciated and loved here at Hidden Gems. Well, let's talk with Joan. Joan, glad to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with Hidden Gems. How did you first find out about Hidden Gems?
Well, we had the move-in services come to our house, and they were telling us how we could move in and just leave everything there if we wanted to. So then when we did move, we found out about Hidden Gems, and right away I came. I think I was one of the first ones who applied.
Right.
And I have been coming weekly and have enjoyed it very much.
So as a client, learning about the move-in resources and the support of Joy and her team, walk us through that process and how that helped you make that transition to an LSS living community.
Well, my husband and I decided we were going to move to Laclede Groves. So we picked out a floor plan, and then we called the move-in resources. And they said, well, you need to get rid of that. You need to get rid of that. It won't fit. And actually, we
was
had
that them, Joy?
No, it was not. It was Cindy. And we had them come three times so before we moved. So then when we did actually move, they came to our home. When the mover came, said, take this, take this, take this. And then they were at our apartment, said, put that there, put that there, put that there. And it was just wonderful.
So they helped with that move in. And at that time, then, were you able to donate some to Hidden Gems?
It was actually before.
Oh, it was before that existed. Mm-hmm. So you made the move to Laclede Groves, getting to know a new community. Tell us about your first few months there at Laclede Groves and getting to know the community and learning to fit in there.
Well, we bought too much stuff. That's the first thing we realized. In fact, we're still working on getting rid of a few of the stuff. And then, of course, when I work here, sometimes I buy some stuff. Excuse me. But it did not take too long to get involved.
Got connected to the community and also got connected to Hidden Gems when it before it even opened, it sounds like.
Well, I think I was one of the first that put in an application.
And what are some of the things that you've done as a volunteer here? What are the things you do on a regular basis here at Hidden Gems?
I dust.
I noticed as I was walking around earlier, you were making sure that it's nice and clean.
And I do work on the cash register. And I do help sort some, but not too much.
I think when we were on the break, we were talking about when donations come in, there are certainly some neat things, unique things, and occasionally there's the what is this?
Yes, that's right.
What are some of the things that have come in that it took a little bit to figure out what they were?
What were some of the things?
John?
Well, we had a diorama come in. It was cut out of a coconut at one time, and I think it was actually a manger scene.
Yeah.
So you've had certainly some unique things. Anything else that it took a little bit to figure out what it was?
Some of the jewelry is a little strange.
But there are also some very nice things, too, that come in. I've seen some on display here as well in the showroom. As you go through those things and you sort through the donations, and how do you determine what to put out in the showroom, what's going to take some work? How do you figure that out? Do you have to decide what to put out on the floor here?
usually Adam is the one who
Adam determines that.
And others. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And others, too, but I very seldom make that decision.
What keeps bringing you back as a volunteer?
There might be some more things here, some more stuff. But I do enjoy seeing some of the people from the community that mm-hmm. I do know. Our daughter comes in occasionally. Sometimes I call her and say, hey, Jean, they've got such and such.
Mm-hmm. So as a volunteer here, you have the scoop on new things, new items when they come in. And if you're searching for something yourself or you share it with family and friends, let them know when something new is here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you have a good time volunteering here, that you all have a good relationship working with one another, that it really has become, in a sense, a family here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Joy, how important is it to have a team of volunteers like this in order for Hidden Gems to be successful?
Oh, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. This is the most amazing group of people I've ever worked with, and I work with volunteers for many, many years. There's something very special about the group that we have here, each and every one of them. Mm-hmm. They really care, and they will come in and pull together. If somebody can't make it, they'll switch for each other. Adam's finally going to take a few days off, and I know John is one that's going to help so that Adam can leave. I'm not sure who all, but they will take care of it. I'm not even worried about it.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a good team that works hard, and they're dedicated to the work of Hidden Gems. There's some ownership, some pride in what is happening here, quite a bit, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think all of them have, all of the people that are here now, for the most part, were here to help us when we had nothing. Like John said, he was putting together displays and the racks and different things. It's a hard, hard job to put together a store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of long hours and a lot of just really wearing yourself out. It's a big job. They were all so amazing, and they still are. I brag on them all the time.
Well, I know last year when we were here, Joni did some shopping, and she's looking around. I saw she made some purchases. Mary from KFUO is here with us as well, making some purchases today. I haven't made any purchases yet, but I'm not done. So Joni is coming over to the table to share with us a little bit about your experience here today.
Well, I always enjoy coming here, Andy. I look forward to it every time we're going to have a broadcast from here. Because, you know, you have all of these people who work here. And what I really like, you come in, and it's not all these people coming up and saying, may I help you? May I help you? They let you browse and look around. Because you do have to look when you come to a store like this. There's lots of items here. But I just enjoy having the time to look, pick up items, look around, check it out, see if this is something that I'm interested in. And they do have very nice items. I really encourage our listeners to come down here, take a look, come and visit his Hidden Gems, because today Mary bought a chest and a dresser. Last year, I bought a couch, so we're not just saying you have nice things. Believe me, we're good people here buying things. But really, I mean, there are dishes here, and there are, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, at Christmas, there's all these cute little mugs. You could fill them up with candy and give them to somebody for Christmas. Or there's just all different things besides the clothing that's here that's available, too. So, you know, this is a wonderful place to come. Do your shopping, but at the same time, you're helping support an organization that helps others.
I was just thinking about some of our listeners, many who may be young families. What a great way to, especially here in the St. Louis community, to find affordable furniture that is in great condition mm-hmm. to help, you know, furnish your home.
Mm-hmm.
There are some neat things here. I am admiring some of the sofas, but... And we need a new sofa, but we're not quite ready to that point. So I know where I'll be shopping when it's time for a new sofa, when we make that move to come check out the furniture here. It moves pretty quickly through here, doesn't it?
It does. We don't have things in the store for very long at all. It's amazing how quick the Facebook helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Adam has it on Facebook before the door shuts. I mean, he's right on it. And it does make a huge difference.
Joni, did you know that? You can follow on Facebook and see what's new in the store? Or does Joe not let you do that?
No, I did hear that. I heard that this morning as we came in. They were talking about the fact that they're on Facebook. And even have photographs of items that come in.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't, Andy. But I heard it this
morning.
Sorry, Joe. Yes, my husband said, now, we really don't need any more furniture this morning. But I did find a few other things. Like, I found this wonderful little Corningware dish. You don't find them any place anymore. Yeah. I found a platter that I can use. I mean, and as you said, Andy, that's a key thing. This is furniture that families can afford. If you go out to a store and you try to buy furniture today, it is expensive. And there are hideaway beds here. There's all kinds of furniture that you can afford to put in your house.
And one of the interesting things about the furnishings sold here is that they're coming from a generation where furniture was built differently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, this is not disposable furniture.
Yeah.
This is furniture that's made to last.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, you may not like the color. To reupholster a piece of our furniture would cost nothing, and you'd have the quality.
Some of the furniture might be kind of heavy because it was built to last.
Right, right.
What about those clients that are buying furniture that might be kind of heavy?
Well, we do have a service charge for delivery.
So you do offer delivery?
We do offer delivery, and we charge for it, depending on the size.
Sure.
If there's stairs and all the different elements that go along with the delivery, but yes, we do deliver.
But there's that service available.
Yes.
If you find something here that's going to last a long
time. We probably have at least one or two a week that we deliver.
Wow.
It's a well-needed service.
Did you have your couch delivered, or did you come pick it up last year?
We picked it up. Actually, it fit into our Highlander. We
she
came
took it
over
that day.
And we took it. Yes, I called
oh, that's
my husband.
Right.
I was not letting anyone get that couch.
There was not a chance that she was going to let that
she
go.
She took it home with her.
That is a wonderful service that you offer, because a lot of times with a secondhand store, you can't do that. You can't have somebody come. You have to take care of it. And to have somebody here who can help you put that furniture either in your vehicle, which they did help us do last year, or to bring it to your home, that's very valuable.
Absolutely.
I think that the only issue that people have is, how do I get it home?
Yeah.
So if you don't offer the service, you're going to lose the sale. We do have a hold policy. So sometimes people will buy things and then it'll sit here, and then you can't use the space again.
Sure.
So we have a 24-hour hold. If there's an exception, we'll go along with it. You know, somebody may say, you know, they can't get help for 3 days. That's fine, but we do have something in writing that they have to come get it.
That showroom floor space is invaluable.
Exactly, and it
comes commodity here. Yeah,
comes in so quickly. You
sure.
know, we have to keep it moving.
Absolutely.
And I think I heard you have lots more furniture maybe coming in this week.
Yeah.
Which is making me think I better stop by again.
Every Thursday. Thursday.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule here for our listeners in the St. Louis area who aren't familiar with the Hidden Gems, the location, the schedule, all those things.
Okay. We're at 9051 Watson Road. It's just about a mile east of the old Crestwood Mall. And we're sitting behind Applebee's, and there's an Ace Hardware. Typically, people know it's right on Grant Road. The Grant Trail runs right beside the building. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 6. And, you know, if people are in the store and it's 6 o'clock, we don't chase you out.
Let you look around
and
figure out what it is that might be a good match for you.
Right.
Joan, what are some of the fun things that you found here? You said you shop around here and every once in a while buy some stuff. What are some of the good finds that you found here?
I found a puppet.
Really?
And I found some musical instruments, like bongo drums. I'm kind of into different kinds of music. My daughter is interested in the different colored vases, because she puts together these items for gardens and uses clear sealer and puts them together. I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Wow.
People put them in their gardens. So things like that. And a few clothes that sometimes I end up donating back because they look better on the rack.
John, done any shopping here?
Oh, yes.
Found some good finds?
Mostly tools. When we get some tools in, I'll purchase those. I got a leaf blower from here.
See, that's what Buzz said he was looking for, is a leaf blower.
Yeah. So you never know what's going to come through, you know.
So, Buzz, you need to put your name on the wish list for a leaf
that's
blower.
Right. That's true.
You got to come over and put your name on the wish list, and maybe you can find a leaf blower. Tools, things like that. I didn't think about that. That's great. You know, cleaning out, when you're cleaning out the garage, especially moving to a community, a senior living community, you probably don't need all those tools, don't have nearly as many responsibilities when you move into a senior living community. Mm-hmm. The maintenance things that you used to do when you had a 2,200 square foot home and all kinds of, a yard and all the equipment to take care of that yard, all those things you need to maintain.
We had quite a few tools donated when we clean out our home conversion homes as well. Almost always people leave tools.
Sure.
And that's part of the program. We allow them to leave whatever they want.
I didn't see the tools section yet today.
Well, the tools are pretty popular. They go fast.
Yeah, they do. They're not around very long.
Do you put those on Facebook? I haven't seen any lately. I'll have to watch.
We had snow shovels this summer.
Snow shovels,
They went very quickly.
I don't think the tools stay long enough to put on Facebook.
They don't.
Yeah. That's because John is buying all of them.
No, not all of them.
Well, you certainly have a lot of good things come through here, not just the stuff, but a lot of the people that come through as well want to not only find a good find, but support benevolent care.
Right.
That makes a difference for folks moving into communities and living in the LSS senior living communities. Joan, what does that mean to you to move into an LSS senior living community and know that benevolent care is an important part of who LSS is?
Well, it actually means quite a bit. We had a family member who was on Medicaid, and I figure that a lot of the care she received was through benevolent care because Medicaid did not pay for it all.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is payback, and feel that this is a good way to do that.
And by being a volunteer here, you're supporting that helping see that continue. Mm-hmm. Joy, how significant is the work of the proceeds from Hidden Gems? You mentioned earlier some numbers. How significant then is that to benevolent care? Where does that fit in the picture?
From the pie?
From the store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not huge yet. We're still too new, and I would say we're definitely making money and we're certainly contributing. But at this point, we're just still too new for it to be significant.
Sure, only two years?
Yeah, and they say that it takes 5 years for a new business to even break even.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke even a long time ago.
Well, you said you increased by 100% in terms of
traffic. Traffic has just been amazing. Well, and sales have gone up, too. I mean, our sales are up by 30% over last year. So, I mean, we're definitely headed in the right direction. But it starts with the traffic. If you don't get the people in, you're not going to have the sales.
Sure, sure.
And it's fun when you come in and you see customers and the volunteers enjoying each other's company. You know, I mean, I've never been in a store where you saw that. I have never been in a store where you walk in and people, where the customers and the employees, in our case, the volunteers, are just having a good time.
If you had a coffee cart here, no one would ever leave.
You know, exactly. Exactly. We have people that do come and stay. You know, they'll stay a long time just visiting.
Now, you mentioned earlier, I think it was during break, you mentioned that you have some regular customers that have enjoyed it so much they decided to volunteer.
Yes. Yes, we have. And that's been relatively recent that customers are asking us if we need volunteers.
They want the inside scoop on the good stuff.
They do. That's right. That could be, you know, whatever it takes. I have several reward programs in the store, and one is a little reward card. So every time you spend $25, you get a little punch card, then you get a $5 discount. That's been a huge program. A lot of people really enjoy that. And I also have rewards for the volunteers. So for X number of hours that they work, they also get a gift card.
Wow.
So they can spend in the store. And they spend them.
I understand. Now I understand. Aha. Uh-huh. So as they work their hours volunteer here, then they get a gift card to shop
least,
here.
I think it's the least we can do.
Oh, certainly.
You know, give back and let them know we appreciate all the hours they give us.
Now, it sounds like you have a great team of volunteers. Are you ever looking for more volunteers?
Always. Always looking for volunteers.
How can they find? How can we find out more about volunteering?
They can call the store and talk to Adam, or they can call me. Mm-hmm. Either way is just fine.
What's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is 636-399-9093.
And how about the store? How can they call the store?
314-963-0821.
314-963-0821 is the phone number here at Hidden Gems.
Right.
Talk to Adam here at the store.
Right.
Find out about volunteering here.
Right.
For someone who might be considering serving as a volunteer, what are your words of advice? We'll talk to John and Joan here. What are your words of advice for someone who might be thinking, that might be something I could do a couple hours each week or a few hours each week? What do you think, John?
It's very interesting, and we have a lot of interesting things come through. I'd recommend it for anyone.
Joan, how about you? Someone thinking, that might be something I could do.
Well, I think it's not that long of a period of time. Like, I think usually 4 hours is what I volunteer at a time. And I try to do it weekly. And it's a diverse thing from what I normally do. And so I enjoy it, as well as I feel like I'm doing some good.
There's certainly, it sounds like, a social aspect to this as well. You come in and you see other volunteers that you work with and have a chance to catch up. And so there's a sense of a family and community here as well.
I think that's the one thing that makes it so much fun for everybody. They look forward to seeing each other. They look forward to being together. Mm-hmm. And they like seeing things happen. You know, this back room, they sort clothes in this room. They've got other stuff to sort. I mean, there's just always something to do.
Absolutely. Well, I want our listeners to be able to find out more. Where can we find out more? I know we mentioned the phone number. Certainly, they can come by the store here in
Crestwood. And they can go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
There is information on the website.
What's the website?
It's lssliving.org.
Mm-hmm. / Hidden Gems, right?
Uh-huh. If you go to lssliving.org, there's a link.
Oh, there's a link right there on the page.
Right.
Very good. And on Facebook as well, you can look for Hidden Gems, correct?
Right.
Look for Hidden Gems on Facebook. You can find the pictures. Adam does a nice job of keeping everything posted and up to date on there,
sure,
so you can see what the sale is. I heard there was a sale today. Joni, did you hear what the sale is today?
I didn't.
Yeah, look right behind you. Lamps are on sale today. Joe, you'll be getting a few new lamps today.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like you all the volunteers are a key part to really making this a success. Those who donate as well are a key part to making this success. And it all supports benevolent care at LSS Living, so that residents in those communities can stay, even when they outlive their financial resources, they can
Correct.
Still stay and be a part of that community and receive the care and support and community that they have come to know in their life, whether they've been there a few weeks, a month or two, no matter how long they
have a limit on it. I'm not even going to try to quote it because I'm not sure.
Sure.
But I know there is a limit. You have to live there a certain length of time. It's not a year.
It's not a year.
No.
So whether you've been there a year or 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then you still have that support of that community. Well, thank you so much to the volunteers today, to John and to Joan. Thank you for being our guest today here on Faith and Family. It was fun to get to talk with you today about your service here. And thanks to Betty as well. We didn't get to thank her as she stepped away and went back to her duties, I think, here at the store as well. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Joy, it is always fun to get to come over here, spend some time with you at Hidden Gems, learn
Thank
about
you.
What's going on, share with our listeners, and I got to hopefully get a couple of minutes of shopping in before I leave here today.
Okay, good. We'll let
you. What's the address again as we prepare to sign off?
9051 Watson Road.
9051 Watson
Crestwood.
Road. In Crestwood, Missouri. Thanks so much, Joy, for the invitation and giving us a chance.
Coming in.
Absolutely. I'm going to send it back to the studio. Buzz, thanks so much for taking care of things. And come on over, Buzz. We'll get you on the list, on the wish list for a leaf blower.
You got it. Thanks.
That does it for me.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.